Welcome to The Naked Truth with Nicole Day. In this podcast, we strip away the facades and dig deeper into body confidence, what beauty truly means to us, and of course, a little nudity talk. In this episode, I tried something a little different. First, you'll hear from Mo, and she'll talk about her experience growing up, you know, in a Ghanaian household and how that impacted her confidence. Also, Mo has a really dope podcast called A Combo with Mo. She's honestly one of the most vibrant girls I've ever met in my life, so I think hearing her story in the beginning will definitely, you know, set the tone for what I'm going for this episode. Next, you'll hear from my lovely mother and how it took, you know, raising a kid with really difficult self-esteem issues, aka me. I also really wanted to touch on culture in this episode because I feel like it really impacts the way we grow up and how we see ourselves, and eventually really impacts how we see our bodies as well. I will say that there's a lot going on in this episode, but you know, a little miscellaneous for that ass never hurt nobody. So turn your volume up, grab your glass of wine, and prepare to hear the naked truth.
Talk about growing up in an African household and just like loving my body. Not really. I grew up with a mom who was snatched. Okay. And like, you know, African women are normally like thick, and as they get older, you know what I'm saying, you just keep getting thick. And there's nothing wrong with that, it's beautiful. But my mom was snatched, and I'm talking about, oh, we're going out, she's wearing two shapers. What? Two Victoria's Secret bras, like, she's making sure, like, everything is on 10, like, walks every morning, you know, to stay snatched, like, big booty, low waist, big boob, body on 10. And so, growing up with that, it was a little bit hard, because, you know what I'm saying, when you're a kid, you just eat what you want to eat. Yeah. And, you are not focused on your body. Like, I feel like as kids, we don't focus on our body until people address it. Yeah. Like, you don't think that you are thicker until someone's like, oh, you thick. Yeah. And like I said, there's like literally nothing wrong with that. But this is just my reality. I had my mom, like, when I was, I don't know how old I was, but she just started saying things like, oh, you know, you keep eating, you're going to look like your dad. And my dad's like a heftier man. Mm-hmm. Or you keep eating, you're going to look like a building. That was like her favorite thing. But she was saying it in truth, so it hurt more. Yeah. When they say it in our language, it cuts so deep. And you're just like, wait, what? Yeah. And I remember, like, at the tender age of like 10, trying to go on diets, yeah. Just like trying to make sure that I was a smaller weight. And mind you, I was no more than like 130 pounds, but I'm taller. Yeah. I'm like 5'8". So growing up, I was always like the tallest kid. So I always looked a little bit bigger. So that started me kind of like hating my body, because I was just like, I'm big. And what she would do is, like, when I would lose weight, she would compliment me. Like, oh, you've lost weight. Wow. Yeah, and this is my mom. Yeah. So, like, it's like, you want your mom to tell you look popping all the time. Right. Yeah. And mind you, she's, you know, so she's a product of her own environment. You know what I'm saying? I love my mom. But I also then became a product of my own environment, where I was literally looking at myself, like, at my thinnest weight. And I played sports every, right, like, all year round. So I played basketball, field hockey, and I ran track. Wow. Yeah, I played field hockey. Athletic. Y'all. You know what I'm saying? I was athletic. I was a little athletic babe.
Yeah.
But, like, in my off season, which was, like, basketball, that's when I would be in the least shape. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, yeah, you're getting kind of big, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you need to watch what you're eating. Like, let's stop eating after 8 p.m. Yeah. Like, and I'm, like, 13, you know what I'm saying? So growing up, hearing things like that really, like, it stuck with me. So I'm, mind you, I'm in college. You gain your freshman 15. I'm, like, depressed. Like, I'm like, if my mom could see me now, she would say I look like a building. And it just hurt. And I didn't know that I couldn't see myself. Like, what I'm saying is, I didn't know that it was body dysmorphia until someone was like, you know, I think you have body dysmorphia. And I thought it was a joke. So for the longest, I was saying, oh, I have body dysmorphia. Like, I think I look fat, but I'm not. Like, trying to cope with the fact that I think I look fat. Mm-hmm. And it took, like, me, like, getting to like my largest weight and just being like, you know what, like I'm just gonna be comfortable, like I can't deal with this anymore, like I'm so unhappy with myself, I'm just gonna choose to be happy now. Yeah. And that's what started, I guess, me getting, turning that into my health kick that I'm like on. It's not a kick, but it's like a lifestyle. Dealing with hearing over and like seeing myself and calling myself ugly over and over and over again, I was just like, dude, like I guess when my mom passed, no one was there to be like, oh, you're fat. It was just me constantly saying that to myself. And the people around me wouldn't understand what I was saying. Because I'm 5'8", 150 pounds. That's not underweight. It's not overweight. I'm like the normal, like BMI or whatever. People around me would just be like, yo, there's something wrong with you. Like, and I was just like, you know what? I think I'm pretty. I think I'm at an okay weight. Like, I think I'm fine. Like, I think I look good. Like, dude, I don't know. It was just the hardest, like, that going through that experience was just, like, the hardest thing ever. Because I'm just like, why don't I like what I look like? You know what I'm saying? Why don't I don't know. Yeah. What do you think? What are some of your thoughts?
I have so many thoughts. Oh, where do I start? I mean, like, I feel like everyone can relate to that, like, looking in the mirror and not really seeing what's there.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say I went through body dysmorphia, because I've always been like a thicker person. Yeah. I came out the womb with thighs. Literally came out thick.
Uh-huh.
I have like a different experience from you.
Okay.
But semi-similar. I mean, being in a Ghanaian household, you understand that like Ghanaians will tell you whatever they think, whenever they think,
however
they want to, regardless of your feelings and how you react to things. Mm-hmm. It's like we're so jaded to that.
Yeah.
But growing up, my mom would always tell me, like, you know, you're a black beauty. Don't let anyone tell you different. And I'm so thankful for her, because, like, even though she was my cheerleader, people in our family were not. Every family function I remember, because my sister, I have a younger sister, she's 2.5 years younger than me, and she's always been smaller than me, like always. So we'd always go to family functions, and there everyone is pointing out, oh, Nicole, they would call me, you know, the Ghanaian term, obolobo. Oh,
no!
All the time! Literally, that was like me.
Yo, that triggered something.
Right, you felt that, right? Even saying it, I was like, oh my God,
no!
I'm shaking.
Yeah,
so they would call me that. For those listening, it basically means like fat.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, damn. And then like they talk about your skin. And you know, like in African culture, like aunt's always trying to pass you this bleaching cream.
Oh.
And my mom would always have to actively be like, you're not giving my daughter that.
I love your mom.
Oh, Queen Aretha, love you.
Love you,
love you so much. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, mom.
Hi, everybody.
Do you want to tell everyone your name, where you're from?
Well, my name is Aretha Day, and I'm from Mount Olive, New Jersey.
Yeah. Where were you born, mom?
I was born in Ghana, West Africa.
Okay, African girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I just played you guys the clip of Mo talking about her experience with her mom, I think it'd be great if I, you know, brought my mom on here and just had her show, you know, how she raised me to always be super confident with my body. I was just going to say, like, mom, do you remember when I was younger and we'd go to, like, the dressing rooms and things wouldn't fit and I would cry in the dressing rooms? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Like, what made you always try and inspire me to, you know, love myself? Because in those times, you'd always be like, Nikki, it's fine. Like, don't cry. We'll just get another jean size.
Well, with my upbringing,
mm-hmm.
I experienced a lot of pain and hurt growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt like I was loved.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had my children, especially Nikki and Nana, I always tried to give them what I did not get. And what I always felt was right to raise my daughters.
Mm.
So I always instilled self-confidence in them, no matter what. I'll try and encourage them, push them to understand that in life, you should embrace the way God made you.
Mm-hmm.
And also be confident.
Yeah.
That's all. Be confident.
You know, it's funny you say be confident. Anytime like I post you on my Instagram story of you dancing in the mirror when you get ready, everyone's like, Nikki, this is literally you when we get ready together.
Yeah.
So where did that confidence come from? Because you said, you know, you didn't grow up with that being instilled in you. How did you just, you know, bring that upon yourself?
Yeah, with me, it's my faith in God. praying a lot and asking God for wisdom and confidence to be able to deal with life experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I got it from. My confidence, mm-hmm. mainly from God, because I didn't get it from my parents, no. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's from God.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know, there are some people who may not know how to get that from God. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have any advice for them if they can get it in other ways, you know?
Well, you may have somebody in life who can really encourage you. Mm-hmm. You know, a good friend, even a good aunt, a relative, your mom, you know, anything.
Yeah, they say it always takes like a village to, you know, help people out. And in the episode I had with Mo, I was telling her about how, like, you were always the only one who always were like, Nikki, you're so beautiful. I remember when we were younger, I don't know who tried to, like, give me, like, bleaching cream. Do you remember people would always be like, oh, give your daughter, give your daughter this cream.
Yeah.
And I always remember you would never let me use it, ever.
Yeah, because you would not use it.
Yeah.
Because even when... during the spring season, mm-hmm. the allergy season, you get a lot of rashes. And when the rashes got very dry, your skin, you get all these dark spots. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, do you want some lotion to put on to even out your skin? And she'll be like, no, I don't want to use anything for my skin.
Yeah.
So, you know, Black Beauty, I always, like, was happy the way you were confident with yourself, mm-hmm. with your skin tone.
And honestly, it's because of you, because I would always get teased.
Yeah, she would get teased when she was younger, especially with her dark skin and her weight, because she was very chubby. Well, it all started off with when Nikki had asthma when you were a kid, and you were on a lot of steroids medication. Mm-hmm. So you were just craving things, like you would drink like a whole bottle of apple juice.
Oh, apple juice. Y'all know I love apple juice.
Yeah. So your weight was a problem, and we'll go in the dressing room. Like you said, mm-hmm. we had to go to JCPenney, the special kids section,
oh my
to get
God,
you
I
this,
remember
yeah,
that.
All the jeans. For your age, it wasn't easy getting you clothes, mm-hmm. but we tried, we pulled through, and I think things worked out good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell them a little bit about, like, when I would come home and tell you about, like, when I was teased, like, as a mom, how did you, like, make that a better situation for me?
Well, I felt hurt whenever mm-hmm. you told me that, because I always feel for my kids. You know, yeah. I always wish I was in their position mm-hmm. whenever they were in pain. But then I'll tell you, you know, go back and tell the kid that, you know, they don't have the brains that you have and stuff like that. Like, go back and tell them, you know, don't let them tease you because of your weight mm-hmm. And she would smile. She would be happy whenever I told her stuff like that. So, yeah.
I always that's tell how we people, dealt with it. Yeah, I always tell people that's how I always coped.
Yeah.
Because, like, even though I was bigger than the rest of the kids, I was 9 out of 10 times smarter. And I was like, my mom would always tell me and remind me that I was smart, I was Black, I was beautiful.
You were beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, so I attribute a lot of my confidence to you, for real.
Yeah, thank God.
I know, right? Yeah. And so I want to talk a little bit... because this episode is based really on culture. Mm-hmm. And in Ghanaian culture, I feel like we consider different things to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think some things Ghanaians look at and they're like, that girl is gorgeous, or that guy is really handsome? Like, you know, like, let's say European, like mm-hmm. European-centric ways of viewing, they like skinnier women. You know what I'm saying? You know how different cultures, you know, consider different things to be beautiful. What would you say in Ghanaian culture is like... You got to have these
things. Ghanaian culture, they really love, like, a nice body. Mm-hmm. Like a woman who is shaped very well with some beautiful legs. Yeah, they really like women with nice bodies, mm-hmm. nice legs, not skinny legs. No, you got to have some good chunky legs. Yeah. Beautiful face, dark skin, long hair. Short hair,
I think that's so ironic when Ghanaians love when girls have long hair, because I'm like, this is not our hair.
Yeah, I know, right? So
it's like all
it's all bought in the store, but it's your hair because you pay for it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so I guess that's with the Ghanaian culture. And what you want to know about the men too?
Yeah,
well, we like tall men, even though there isn't a lot of tall men, a few of them, we do like tall men. I'm a tall girl, so I always like tall men. Unfortunately, my husband is not tall. But we love tall men, nice, handsome men mm-hmm. with good character. very important.
Character.
Yeah.
We talk about that a lot.
Character. Yeah.
We talk about that a lot on the podcast because a lot of times, a lot of us with like different bodies feel like we're left out.
Yeah.
But if you have a strong character, that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
At the end
character
of the day.
Is very important.
Mm-hmm. So, what would you say are like two things that people can do to improve their confidence and confidence with their body? You already mentioned, you know, looking to God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there are other things that people can do to improve their confidence?
Hmm. When it comes to confidence, it's more about self-esteem and the people around you who encourage you. Like scripture says, words are very powerful.
Yeah.
So if you have somebody around you who is always belittling you, bringing you down, you will not have any confidence.
Mm.
But if you have good people around you who inspire you, encourage you, that gives you confidence. I believe that's how you get your confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, because for me, I'll say like when I'm feeling like not looking, you know how we all have our off
moments,
days.
Yeah. Right.
When I feel that way, I feel like I have to do something. So maybe I'll like go and get my eyebrows done.
Okay.
Or maybe I'll just go and treat myself to like a nice dress.
Right.
Those are just some of the things I do.
Okay.
To like help myself.
All right.
Do you do any of those things? I know you love to get your...
My nails.
I was just about to say.
And my pedicure. That is something that I love to do like once a month.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me like a whole fresh look.
Yeah.
It affects my whole mood.
You're just like my friends. They're like, well, my nails look crazy.
I have my nails, my pedicure, and my eyebrow done. That's a treat for myself.
Yeah, because it's important to treat yourself.
Oh,
you feel better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I do for myself. So I advise anybody who is struggling with that challenge in life to do something that you love.
Yeah.
I don't think you should overdo it. Even little things, I mean, will help you.
Little things go a very long
way. Yeah, not extravagant things like going to the mall and buying a $5,000 bag. I mean, if you have that money, that's fine. But little things just to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Music, whatever.
Everybody I love listening to Beyonce when I'm feeling down.
Yeah, everybody has a way of dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I want to, because I think you did, as I always say and I tell everyone, I think you did a great job always reminding me that I'm beautiful. And I'm sure there are other parents who probably may struggle with helping their kid
mm-hmm.
with confidence, because I will say it's very hard. Like, I would always hear that I was beautiful at home,
mm-hmm.
but when I'd go to school, I'd hear a very different story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you have for some parents to, you know, really help pull their kid through?
Well, with me or with other parents, I think you should encourage your children. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be there for them 100%, no matter what. Encourage them. Praise them when they do good things.
Mm.
Let them know they are doing well.
Yeah.
And then that will encourage them to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be happy. I can give you an example, should I?
Yeah, of course.
Like, my sister Joanna came here with her daughter Layla, and she was telling me how Layla is able to wake up herself in the morning
mm-hmm.
without an alarm clock. And I was like, Joanna, have you told Layla that she's doing great? She goes, no. I said, you should let her know that you think she's doing well with getting up in the morning by herself without mm-hmm. the clock. And she smiled and she just
ignored
me.
Off. Yeah.
Right. So when Layla came out from, they were here. Mm-hmm. So when she came downstairs, I said, Layla, your mom said you're doing great. You're able to wake up in the morning. You should see the smile on her face.
Mm.
She was so happy. She was like, really? My mom told you that? And I said, yes, your mom told me that. And my sister was smiling, you know, like the glow on her daughter's face.
Made her happy.
Made her happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's one way to encourage your children. She's going to go back home and know that my mom appreciates what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And she's going to do better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I think that's the way I will encourage parents to give their children confidence. That's always lovely. Praise them for what they've done, what they are doing. You know, even little things like saying thank you. Mm-hmm. Let them know that, oh, it's so nice of you to be saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the good things they are doing, let them know what they are doing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's letting people know that they're doing a good job so they right. continue to do a good job and right. go above and beyond.
Right.
Them. Yeah.
Right.
That's
one of the things that I did with you and Nana.
Mm-hmm. And look at how we turned out.
Oh, my girls are the best in the whole wide world.
Okay.
Nana sometimes has a little bit of attitude, but...
When she listens to this, she's going to text the family group chat, like, why are you talking about me on this
right.
podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, Mom. So my final question, I ask all my guests this, because mm-hmm. my podcast is called The Naked Truth with Nicole Day. And so I ask people what their naked truth is.
Okay, the naked truth about me is Arita loves God unconditionally. Mm. I have faith and believe in God. Without him, I'm nothing. So no matter what I'm going through in life, my faith is still strong.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, Aretha. Thank you for joining us today. Did you have
thank
fun?
Thank you for having me.
I hope your fans are happy to hear you.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Say bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for everything.